Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Luke's English Podcast. And I'm feeling very festive. I'm feeling in the Christmas mood because, that's right, it's Christmas time again. This today is being recorded on the 22nd of December. It was the winter solstice yesterday. That means it was the shortest day of the year here in Europe. Winter solstice, that's when we have the shortest day. So from now on, the days are getting longer. We're in the middle of winter. We're just heading towards spring and then ultimately summer. This is the darkest period of the year. It's usually the coldest and sort of, the darkest. I've already said that. Anyway, it's the darkest period of the year. And so the days tend to get longer from now on. And of course, Christmas is coming up in just a couple of days. And then it's a new year. And then 2015 will be with us. It's an exciting time of year, and I'll be going back to see my family in the Midlands, in England, on the 25th. So anyway, welcome to the podcast. You might hear some sound effects in the background. That's because you can hear the sound of a lovely, warm fireplace. There's a fire burning in the fireplace. I'm just trying to create the right conditions for a nice, cozy episode of Luke's English Podcast at Christmas time. In this episode, the idea is that I'm just going to give you a little bit of news. I don't have that much planned for the episode. In fact, conditions are a little bit chaotic because I've been very busy, and I just needed to record an episode to upload to you as soon as possible, just to say hello. And just to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And just to say hello to all of the lepers or the Lepanese or whatever it is you're called these days. Hello. Merry Christmas to you. So basically this episode is entitled Merry Christmas and Other News. It's not the most imaginative title, but it doesn't matter, does it? No, it doesn't. This, I think, will be episode, what, 246? I can't remember. I've lost track of all of this. This is episode 245, I believe. So let's just write that in there. Episode 245, Merry Christmas and Other News. And I'm just going to talk to you. I'm going to ramble a little bit and give you a little bit of an update on what's going on in the world of Luke's English Podcast. And of course, we begin with Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas again. If you celebrate Christmas, I imagine that many of you out there don't really celebrate Christmas. Not maybe in the same way that we do in the UK. But if you do celebrate Christmas, then Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, then season's greetings. And I hope that you're having a nice time of year. I think most people do something special at this period, whether it's related to the New Year period or if it's just related to some other kind of celebration in the middle of winter. It's quite common for people to do something. Maybe if you're in the southern hemisphere, if you're, you know, down there in the southern part of the earth, then you might be celebrating Christmas in a different way. Maybe you're on the beach. Maybe it's hot and sunny there where you are. Here it's pretty dark and pretty. It's not exactly cold. It's quite mild, really, for the time of year. But anyway, Merry Christmas. As I said, I will be going to spend Christmas with my family. I'm flying there on the 25th. 25th is normally the day when you're in the home with everyone enjoying a Christmas meal and opening presents and things like that. Because I live in France, on the 24th I'm going to go to my my girlfriend's grandparents. We're going to spend the 24th with them. And then in the middle of the day on the 25th we are flying to Birmingham to spend the rest of the holiday period with my family. And that's going to be very nice. Hopefully, I'll record some episodes of the podcast with my brother, my mum, and my dad, and maybe other members of the Thompson family if I get the chance. So there you go, Christmas, New Year's coming up too. I'm not going to go fully into the Christmas thing because I've done it before on Luke's English Podcast. For example, I did last year I did an episode with a friend of mine called Raf, which you might remember. It was the A to Z of Christmas. We went through the whole alphabet of Christmas and dealt with absolutely every aspect of that period that I could think of. And it was a very long episode, but very fruitful. Journey into Christmas culture. And also before that I did one with my brother called Christmas It's All About Family, in which we attempted to go through every aspect of Christmas, but we ended up rambling on about French words in English and all sorts of other things. So you might have listened to those already. If you haven't, if you're a new listener to Luke's English Podcast, then I suggest that you go back and check out some of those old episodes, because there are some absolute classics there in the library of Luke's English Podcast. By the way, welcome if you are a new listener to the podcast. I expect that some people will be listening to the podcast for the first time at this moment, because I've been nominated again for the Macmillan Dictionary Award, and that's the next thing I wanted to talk about. Usually when I get nominated for this award, which happens every January, and this is the fourth time I've been nominated, usually when that happens I get featured on their website, and then some new traffic comes to teacherluke.co.uk and I get some new people who've never listened to the podcast before and you know, don't know who what this is. So if you're new to the website and new to the podcast, then hello and welcome. I suppose that the episodes are in a variety of different categories. Some of the episodes are ones in which I just will sort of ramble on into the microphone because I haven't had much time to prepare myself. This is, I suppose, is one of those episodes. They used to be called, in the early days of the podcast, they used to be called quick hellos. So a quick hello. And quick in the world of Luke's English Podcast usually means about 15 minutes. I think this will be, you know, at least half an hour, I imagine. So it's just an unplanned hello, a chance for me to give news. Other episodes would be about grammar or vocabulary, and I pick a topic and I try and teach you some things about that that topic. There could be comedy episodes where I feature some kind of bit of stand-up comedy or a bit of classic British comedy from television or from the movies, like we've checked out Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. Monty Python is a firm favourite here at Luke's English Podcast. We did a bit, we did an episode on Ali G. I say we, obviously the royal we that I'm using there. The royal we, which is a Nintendo that Prince George plays at Christmas time. That was a joke which I just made up. Admittedly, it wasn't very good, but that's just the way we roll here at Luke's English Podcast. So I was talking about different types of episode, all sorts of stuff. It's all kinds of things. Sometimes I deal with like sort of serious topics like politics and stuff. Sometimes just completely stupid, randomly made up stories. There are all sorts of episodes of Luke's English Podcast. The main idea is that you listen to lots of genuine British English, not just British English, other types of English, but you listen to lots of genuine English. It's completely authentic. I don't like to script my episodes, although some of the episodes are scripted, just because I need to prepare things. But as much as possible, the aim is to keep you locked in to listening to a podcast on a regular basis, so that you get lots and lots of listening practice done. Now, there are so many learners of English out there who just don't listen enough. They think they can learn by going through pages in a book or in a grammar book or something and studying the grammar, and then that they'll unlock their understanding of the language. That may be true, that may be helpful, but I also believe that you need to expose yourself to lots and lots and lots of English. Now, if you want to really use English in the real world, you will need to speak English a lot, and you'll need to listen to people, and you'll need to communicate with English in the air. It's English as an oral language, not English as a written language. Okay. Now, I think in most communication that you will need to do in the future, it won't be written. Sure, you might email and write reports and things like that, but really the crucial stuff comes from having to deal with people in meetings or networking situations or talking on the telephone. And really the skills involved there are listening and speaking and pronunciation. So it's really important that you do lots and lots and lots of listening to get your listening skills up. That helps to build your pronunciation, your understanding. It's completely connected to your ability to transform English into spoken form. So it's really about exposing yourself to spoken English as much as possible, and that's what we aim to do here at Luke's English Podcast. I have thousands of listeners who are all lovely, lovely people. I've got some really great followers. The nickname for my listeners is a bit of a contentious subject these days. The podcast is called Luke's English Podcast, so naturally, LEP is the acronym for the podcast, LEP or LEP. And what do you call people who listen to LEP or LEP? Well, I suppose you'd call them lepers, wouldn't you? Yes, you'd have thought so. And that name has kind of caught on a little bit. People are starting to use leper as the typical word to refer to listeners of the podcast. But the problem is that a leper also is something else, isn't it? Now, a leper, spelled L-E-P-E-R, is someone who is suffering from leprosy, which unfortunately is a quite a serious disease, which is really terrible for the people who suffer from it. But that's leper, L-E-P-E-R. Now, my lepers are L-E-P-P-E-R. Okay, so it's a different thing. It's a different word. Nevertheless, it's a bit sort of weird, a bit kind of awkward that my listeners are called lepers, and lepers are also people afflicted with a sort of biblical disease. I say biblical because the disease does feature quite a lot in the Bible. For some reason, lots of lepers in the Bible. I don't know why. Maybe that, you know, it's just something that people suffered from. At the period of time when the Bible was written. These days, leprosy tends to focus on sort of impoverished communities in places like India and Bangladesh. If you want to do something about leprosy, if you want to help out, you can go to lepra.org.uk and make a donation, and you'll be helping people around the world who suffer from leprosy. So that's nice, wouldn't it? That would be good if the lepers helped the lepers. And I feel like, you know, that would help to deal with any of the awkward, the politically incorrect stuff that goes along with the fact that my listeners are called lepers. All right, so we've got other names, though. There are other possibilities. We've got lepers, lepsters, the lepish, pleps. That's people of Luke's English Podcast, pleps. LEP ninjas, which is quite a popular one. The LEP FC, which is a new idea that I just had. Luke's English Podcast Football Club. I don't know, LEPFC or LEP United. I quite like that one. The Cult of LEP, which sounds a bit sinister, doesn't it? The Leopards. Obviously, a leopard is a big cat, spelt differently, but the Leopards. No, Lepens, Lepians, Lepanese, Leplanders, the Lepaholics. Anyway, what I might do is actually launch a survey, a kind of vote on which name you prefer, and then you'll actually we'll be able to work it out, and in some sort of weird democratic process you can actually decide which name you prefer, and we'll see what people think. Just moving the fire there a little bit, and just moving the logs and the fire with my metal pole. Just to make sure that it's burning properly. Oh, it's nice and warm and cozy here with the log fire in front of me. This is very nice. Okay, so welcome to the podcast again. I'm saying welcome. We've been going for nearly 15 minutes. I'm actually videoing this episode as well. I decided that this one would be videoed too. The conditions are not exactly perfect. It's quite dark in the room. I've no idea if the video will look any good. The idea is that I would video myself recording an episode just to give you an idea of what it looks like and what it's like behind the scenes. And there's about Oh, the video has just stopped. That's ironic. I think the video just ran out of batteries. Yeah, the video ran out of battery power. Never mind. I got the first half an hour on video. So there was about 15 minutes before I started recording the audio version in which I talked to the video and I showed you the conditions in which I'm recording this episode to give you an idea of what it looks like. That video will be posted onto teacherluke.co.uk, I expect. And if you find the page for this episode, then you'll be able to see this special, exclusive, Christmas-themed, behind-the-scenes featurette, which will just give you a bit of insight into what it looks like at Luke's English Podcast HQ. So I was talking about the Macmillan Dictionary Competition, which is launched every January, and it's run by the Macmillan Dictionary website. And every year they give people the chance to vote for their favourite websites and favourite blogs for learners of English. And my podcast is always entered into the blog category, which is a bit funny because it's not a blog, is it? It's not. It's a podcast. I'm actually surprised the number of times people get that wrong. They think that I do a blog. It's not a blog. It's a podcast. People often say to me, oh, hey, how's your blog? It's like, no, I don't do a blog. It's a podcast. It's a completely different thing. In fact, I think that doing a podcast is sort of, for me, I think it's more difficult. I think it's better than a blog because it involves some technical stuff, you know, like all the microphones and things that I've talked to you about before. All of the technical things related to doing podcasting, and it's spoken word. For me, it's a totally different thing to doing a blog. But people always seem to think that I'm doing a blog. It's not a blog, it's a podcast, okay? Anyway, I'm on the Macmillan website. I've been nominated in two categories because they've got three categories in this competition this time. They've got best website for... No, it's best website about the English language. I'm not in that category. Then I've got there's a best blog about the English language. I'm in that category, even though it's not a blog, it's a podcast. And then they've got best Facebook page, and I've been nominated in that category too, which is great. Of course, it's fantastic. I've got nearly 7,000 likes on Facebook, which in fact it's quite a lot, and it's wonderful. I can't believe I've got that many likes on the Facebook page, but compared to some of the other websites that I'm up against in the competition, it's pretty small, really. I mean, I'm up against like the British Council's Facebook page, and they've got, I think it's about 2.5 million likes. So I mean, what chance do I stand, really? If just a tiny percentage of their Facebook community vote for them, then they're going to get loads of votes, and I don't stand a chance. 7,000, I mean, it's tiny. It's like David and Goliath kind of situation there, isn't it? I think, though, that my listeners, really, the ones who actually know that it's a podcast and it's not just a website or a Facebook page, but that most of the content comes from me speaking into a microphone directly to you so that you can then stick it on your MP3 player or whatever and listen to it when you're going about your business, that really is what this podcast is all about. Those people who realise that and who listen to this a lot, those are my core fans or communities. That's my audience. They're the Leponese or the Lepaholics. So I expect that most of you will vote for me. And, you know, I've got a strong following. I've won it 3 times, the best blog competition entry, even though it's not a blog, it's a podcast. I've won it 3 times, so who knows, maybe I can win it a 4th time. I hope that my competitors are not getting annoyed with me. You know, every year it's like, oh, God, here he is, Luke's English Podcast again. Maybe they're really annoyed, but someone has to win. It's not my fault if my fans like what I do and support me, is it? I'm really proud, of course, that people like my podcasts and they choose to vote for me. So the voting is not open yet. Voting opens, I think, on the 13th of January. So I'll talk to you again in the future about the competition when it's time for you to vote. And I would like you to vote for me, of course. If you think that I deserve it, then give me a vote. But the voting's not open yet. Middle of January, we'll come back to the competition thing later. I sometimes wonder, maybe they should have a best podcast for the English language. And there are a few podcasts out there now for learners of English. I've been going for a little bit longer than most of the competition, I think. Mine's about 5.5 years old. But, you know, as I've said before, there are some podcasts that are younger than mine and yet get more listeners, maybe because they've got a slightly more, what's the word for it? They've got a slightly more shrewd approach to doing it. The episodes are shorter. They've got much stronger marketing. They've got a much stronger marketing approach. They know how to sell the podcast properly. I tend to just focus on being myself and just trying to connect with people just through my words. And maybe not enough people know about the podcast, you know, as I'd like. Maybe I should be better at social networking and things like that. Maybe. Also, my podcasts are quite long. I do ramble on quite a bit. It might be a bit of an acquired taste. Who knows? What I do know is that I like to do it my way. And then I'm pretty sure that my listeners are proper listeners. They're properly devoted to the podcast. And that's great for me. I'm very happy with that. So, that's the competition. I've talked to you about nicknames. Next thing I want to talk to you is about emails. Okay, now I don't get many opportunities to properly reply to your emails, and I do get loads of them. I've tried to do lots of things. I've tried putting the emails into different folders, forwarding emails from listeners into other email addresses so I can then go back to them and reply to them. But the problem is, I just can't get around to it. The reason is because I can't really reply to all of you individually. I have to just talk to you as one large group on the podcast. So I'm really sorry if you have sent me an email and that I haven't replied. Honestly, I'm very, very sorry. And it hurts a little bit because I know that you've gone out of your way to send me an email specifically to me. You found my email address and you sent me an email. And I really love to receive emails, but I can't always reply. I'm sure that you understand. In fact, most of the emails I get say, I'm sure you're busy and so on. So I think you understand, and I've talked about it before, but still I want to say something. I haven't published my email address on the website for a while. And generally, I don't mention it in the podcast. I used to. I used to say my email address all the time. But I don't really do that anymore because I'd rather the correspondence from my listeners came to me via my website. That's my mobile phone, which is not on silent. It is now. Okay, I'd rather most of the correspondence from you comes to me through my website, teacherluke.co.uk. I prefer it coming through the website, and actually I prefer it being public, because that way I'm more likely to reply to it, and also because correspondence between me and you private correspondence between me and you individually is quite rare. And the reason is because I don't have time to talk to every single individual on a one-to-one basis. I have to just talk to everyone as a group on the podcast. So if you do have comments, please do leave them on the website. I genuinely love reading your comments. And it's a way for me to keep track of all the correspondence with me in the comments section of my website. And, you know, I can see all the messages and organize them all there. I get notifications every time I get a message on my website. And I love getting those notifications. And I'm frequently impressed by what a lovely community of people I have listening to this podcast. You're really great. It's quite amazing, really. So do keep doing that. Do keep sending me comments and messages on the website. Again, I prefer to keep it public because it means that I can then answer questions from individuals that everyone else can see, and it means that I'm not repeating myself saying the same things, that you can go through the comments and see some of the stuff that people are asking me, and it means that I don't have to answer the same question again and again and again. I'm sure also that I have a large silent majority of listeners out there, because most people don't correspond with me directly, and that's absolutely fine. I never send emails to my favourite podcasters, like, for example, the Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo's show. I never email them, and I've been listening to them for like 10 years, and I've never once sent them an email. I did once send a text message to the Adam and Joe show, which they read out, which was cool. They were talking about music that you have on your phone as your alarm in the morning. You know, now you can put a song as your alarm ringtone, so that a song will wake you up. And they were talking about what songs you use to wake you up in the morning. And I was saying that I like to listen to Sex Machine by James Brown, because throughout the song, he keeps saying, get up, get up, get up, don't, get up, get up, which is quite an enthusiastic and persuasive way of making me get out of bed in the morning. And also, so he encourages you to get up, and he also encourages you to get up like a sex machine, which is a bonus, I think, in my book. I'm going to play the song to you now.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
This is the ideal song to help you get up in the morning. I mean, because James Brown is actually, you know, literally ordering you to get up.
I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex
and it's just
machine,
an amazing
man.
Song.
Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up. I told you before, didn't I, that some of my Japanese friends think that James Brown is a frog. They think he's going, get up, get up, get up. It's not, it's get up, get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Get on up. Get up, get on up. Anyway. So anyway, I don't normally send emails to my favourite podcasts or radio shows, except that one to the Adam and Joe show saying that I listen to James Sex Machine by James Brown in the morning because he keeps telling me to get up and like a sex machine, which is a bonus. And they read that out as well on the radio, which was amazing. So I understand that most of you have never commented, in fact, or anything. No contact with me. Most of you. And I would like to hear from you. So do get in touch. Don't worry about what you're going to say. You can just say, hey, I just really enjoy the podcast. This is the first time I've got in touch with you. I'm a long-term listener. I'm a first-time emailer, or I'm a first long-term listener, first-time commenter. Maybe you could write that and just tell us a little bit about who you are. It's great to hear from you. You could be a long-term listener, but first-time commenter or whatever. Anyway, I can't always reply to specific requests as well that I get sent by email. And I do get a lot of specific requests. For example, I often get emails with specific things asking me to give you help for the IELTS test, for example, or asking for advice on visiting France or visiting the UK, or asking for me to do episodes on job interviews or things like that. And I would honestly love to reply fully to those emails, but I can't really justify to myself, I can't justify sitting down to write a full email to one person when that time could be spent on other things, like, for example, recording episodes of the podcast to thousands of people. So I hope you understand why I don't always reply to your emails. And I would just like to say I'm really sorry, because I love the fact that some of you go out of your way to contact me directly. Do correspond with me on the website. It's a better way of getting through to me. I'm more likely to respond. Now, what I would like to do in the future is publicly read out some emails from my listeners on the podcast. I think that that is a great way to give you a voice, and it's a really good way to try and bring the community of Luke's English Podcast listeners, the plebs, it's a good way of bringing you into episodes of the podcast, and it's really great. If you would like to send me emails that I can reply to live on the podcast, then you can. And I'm now going to give you a new email address where you can send emails that only emails that you would be happy for me to read out in episodes of the podcast like this. So if you want to, then please send me your emails to podcastreply@gmail.com. Okay? podcastreply@gmail.com. I will assume that if you send any emails there that you're happy for me to read it out on the podcast and reply to it orally. Now, I can't guarantee that all your emails will be broadcast. I can't guarantee that, but let's try. Okay? Just moving a few logs in the fire there again. Okay? So send your emails that you'd like me to read out and respond to on Luke's English Podcast to podcastreply@gmail.com. I realise that there is a forum section for questions that you've asked me on teacherluke.co.uk. There's a forum called Questions for the Podcast, I think. And in fact, several times I have attempted to record episodes in response to those forum questions. But for one reason or another, I had to abandon recording, usually due to like technical problems, like batteries running out or some other issues, or because my time ran out. And so I'm trying to find a system for giving you a voice on the podcast at the moment. So let's try a few ways until we get the right one, okay? So perhaps the email inbox idea will give me just a little bit more discretion regarding which emails I reply to, and it might be a good way to get your voice heard on Luke's English Podcast. I'm a little bit wary of giving you the impression that you can make requests for the podcast. One of the ways that I can make this podcast work for me with my time schedule is to have total control over what I broadcast and what I put out. That allows me to be flexible, to determine my own schedule, to motivate me by allowing me to have creative freedom, and it also probably gives the podcast a slightly distinctive and original quality. So I like to decide myself what I put into episodes. I do get requests that I'm sure would please a lot of people, but they would require a lot of preparation. So sometimes I do put a lot of time into episodes, but those are the ones that I just seem to be particularly driven to produce out of some urgent sense of creativity. So it's quite rare that I will put lots of time into doing an episode that someone else has requested. For some reason, I just need the creative urge has to come from me. Sometimes people make requests and I think, yes, I've already planned to do an episode on that, and it just gives me more fuel, more motivation. A lot of the episodes that I've published over the last year have been requested episodes, okay? And so I do my best, but sometimes I can't do that. Essentially, the urge to do episodes has to come from me, really, or they won't really get done. So at the end of the day, I decide all of the output of the podcast, but it would be nice to feature your input too. So even though you send me requests, sometimes I can't fulfill them, but I still like to get them. It gives me, you know, a sense of what people want, and also, you know, can give me a bit of a push if I've already got an idea in the back of my head. So perhaps podcastreply@gmail.com is a good way of just, you know, giving you a little bit of input. So send your correspondence there, and I will aim to get I'll aim to stick it into episodes of the podcast in the future. If you want to just, you know, send me a message and say hello and communicate with me and communicate with the lepers, then you can just leave comments on the website, and that's fantastic. Okay. The final point here that I have written in my notes is about lost podcast episodes. I thought you might be interested to know that there are a number of lost episodes of Luke's English Podcast. I've recorded a few episodes over the years that were not published or which got lost due to a hard drive accident. A few years ago, I was transferring lots of the data on my computer onto my hard drive. And this is a hard drive that contained loads and loads of my work, lots of unfinished projects and videos and things like that. And I had plugged the hard drive in via the USB port and everything, and it was uploading onto the hard drive. And I pulled out the chair to leave the desk, and the cable was around the back of the leg of one of the legs of the chair. And as I pulled the chair out, it pulled the hard drive clean off the desk. It jumped off the desk and bam, hit the floor really hard. Of course, I screamed in panic and fear, and plugged the hard drive back in. Of course, it was broken. And so I lost loads of data. I lost lots of episodes of the podcast that I never actually uploaded. Some podcasts were lost in the hard drive accident, other podcasts I recorded and there was a problem, there was an audio problem that meant that I couldn't publish it because the quality wasn't good enough. And there have even been episodes of the podcast that I recorded and that I chose not to publish because I felt the content was inappropriate. There are mysterious missing episodes of Luke's English Podcast. And who knows, maybe one day if I fix that hard drive, I might be able to excavate some of those old episodes and bring them to you. You'll probably never hear them, and you'll probably never know what they were about. I'm just going to leave you with that sort of slightly mysterious thought at this point. I think it's time for me to bring this episode to a close. I don't have that much time. So all that remains for me to say is that I really hope you have a great Christmas and a really great festive period, and that you spend the new year doing something great, whether you go out and party or whether you just stay in and go to bed. Whatever it is you're doing, I hope you have a lovely time. Thank you sincerely for listening to episodes of Luke's English Podcast, for corresponding with me and each other via the website, the forum, and so on. An extra special thank you for any of you this year who have sent me a donation. I really, really appreciate it, because it helps to keep the podcast alive. If I wasn't getting little donations here and there and other things like that, then to be honest, I don't think I could justify doing the podcast. So if you like what I do and you want me to keep going, the best form of encouragement, the way that you can keep this podcast alive, is by sending me a donation. And it's very easy to do. Just go to teacherluke.co.uk. You'll find a donate button on the bottom left. Just go all the way to the bottom on the left. There's a donate button on every single page. Just click it, and you can use PayPal. It's very simple and very safe. You can send me whatever you want. Absolutely up to you completely. If PayPal doesn't work for you, then you can actually send me a bank transfer. If you really want to help me out and you don't use PayPal, you can use a bank transfer, and you can actually see the international banking number on the page called Support Luke. And go there and you can actually send me a bank transfer if you really, really want to. I put that up there because I had a listener who didn't want to use PayPal and yet wanted to send me something. And so I put the IBAN code there. So that's perfectly safe. There's no way that you can use that to access my account or anything. It's just another way for you to send me a contribution if you want to. This year has been really great for Luke's English Podcast. The podcast is going from strength to strength, even though I'm not producing it in the way that I would like to. If I had more time at my disposal, I would make the whole operation a lot more regular and efficient and professional, and there'd be more videos and all that kind of thing. Instead, I have to just grab moments of time and throw myself in front of the microphone and start, you know, rambling on. I hope that you've been enjoying it this year. I certainly have, and I look forward to another fruitful year for Luke's English Podcast and for all of you around the world who are learning English. That's it then. Really, really nice to talk to you. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. But for now, it's time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks again for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.